This just in, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. We have heard from sources Brian Burke will not be the general manager of Team USA in Sochi. I don't think there will be an official announcement from USA Hockey, but we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. Remember, we had Dan Bylsma. We asked him about coaching. Mike Babcock's been asked about coaching Canada. So my guess is they do something official at the end of the playoffs. They don't want to do this in the middle of the playoffs. You got to think, two strong coaching candidates. Bylsma's probably going on in the next round. Tortorella's not. But my understanding of the Burke situation is they want a current general manager to be the Sochi GM. Whether he was in the lead a year ago or even in January when he was the Leafs GM, I think that's stupid personally that you have to do it. I mean, could anyone have been more committed than Burke? Could anyone have done a better job, to be perfectly honest, than Burke in 2010? And then you think his son tragically passes away in the car accident on February 5th. And all this is up in the air, and he goes to Vancouver, and he's in, and he's doing media. And I don't know how a man could have made more of a commitment to USA Hockey. So they're going in a different direction with it. But if it's only because of the need to have an NHL GM, I think that's a dumb move. But USA Hockey's made dumb moves before. Look how Italy turned out in 2006.
Well, I hope they picked the right person, because Burke put the Team USA in a position to be that close to winning the whole thing in Vancouver. I mean, he was that close, about a post away,
yeah.
And he's a gold medal winning GM.
But that's
and
the real curiosity of it all. Forget the fact for a moment that Brian Burke has not been a general manager of a National Hockey League team for a shortened season. But the fact, if you want to look at his track record, his pedigree for USA Hockey, it speaks for itself. He was right there. Had it not been for the heroics of Sidney Crosby in 2010, why you turn away from him at this point? It's curious.
I must have missed the Hockey Canada. I must have missed the team Wayne Gretzky was the GM of in 2002 and 2000. And I don't think you have to. I just look at how soccer's handled everywhere else. You got an international manager that handles everything, and he's not caught up in the minutiae of running Chelsea or running Real Madrid, or just it's a headache. And now we talked even yesterday about Steve Yzerman, right? To pick his own player, is he going to be accused of favoritism with Marty St. Louis? Like,
he can't win.
I wouldn't want the headache, to be perfectly honest.
Well, no.
But Burke wanted this, and I don't blame him until he gets... This might have been the springboard back to being an NHL GM. It's sort of chicken and egg now. It could have pushed him back in, and people could have seen him in his best light, as opposed to some of the last 18 months with the Leafs, where whether it was a move here, move there, people didn't get to see him in his best light. It was a fresh start to go back to USA Hockey, and that opportunity is not there for him now. So,
well, it will be intriguing to see who they find to replace him, because yeah, he's got some big shoes to fill.
Although, yeah, you could do worse than the Pens combo, right? You just go Ray Shiro, Dan Bylsma. We'll see.